This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The world's greatest golfers are in Charlotte on the hunt for the Wanamaker Trophy at Quail Hollow and wanna make a lot of money.
I want to win for a lot of different reasons. Is money one of them? Yeah.
This is Prime Time on PGA Championship Week.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
Competitively, it's not about that. It's about trying to win golf tournaments.
The Fan.
Well, competitively, it is about trying to win golf tournaments. Unfortunately for Masters champion Rory McIlroy, he is 3 over par and 9 shots. No, excuse me, 8 shots off the lead. Not great.
No. I think 8 might be a little bit of a tough hole to climb out of.
Yeah, I'd say so.
He doesn't need it. He's got the Grand Slam, right?
That's fine. Right. He could be in cruise control here for the rest of the year and no one would bat an eye.
Well, that's why I wonder, too, like... Look, I know everyone's trying to win every tournament, but this is like why we ask players in the NBA, like they don't play hard every game and they don't play defense. Like you can't go balls out every game.
Yeah,
every
this is possession. The human condition. You can only give your max so often or so much of the time.
Now you wonder, like, if you're Roy, right? You got more money than you know what to do with. Yeah, it's a.
You've been on the celebration tour,
having some pops, celebrating a little bit. The PGA, you're like, you know, maybe, you know.
It's also a place he's won 4 times. He's like, I got this. No problem.
It's fine. You just wonder how truly dialed in. He's like, I'll see you at the British. We're fine.
Yeah. See you at Royal Portrush.
Yeah.
Well, I want to finish up on a couple of NFL items, including, we talked yesterday, I still think that the Schedule Rizzy may have been the best schedule release, the one that we played on air.
The Schedule Rizzy was pretty good. I saw the Raiders one I liked. I thought that one was pretty good.
The only thing I saw of the Raiders one was that they trolled the ringless Chargers.
They trolled everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So and theirs was a long one, but like they went through each employee was, and so there was a unique thing for every team that they played.
Sure.
Like they were the ones that had the card, the first down.
Yes,
card.
Yes. Well, I think it was Steratore, I think.
Yeah. So they were involved in that game. So they were hanging a photo of that game, and the guy was like, is that straight? And he's like, let's measure. And they brought out the sticks.
That's great.
And they measured it. And yeah, they did something unique for each and every team. It was pretty well done.
This it kind of hit me today. This is these franchises' social media team Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm not sure there's another event, not even like opening, you know, week one kickoff or we made the playoffs. They plan this for months.
Yes.
And then they get together and they're ready for it to drop. I saw somebody from the Chargers social media team saying they met as many as 5 times a day to discuss writing and editing and plotting and whatever. And this went on for months. And
yeah,
so
that was the other good one. The Bills one was pretty good. The AI one.
I didn't see the Bills one.
So it was the Bills GM and he calls Josh Allen who's working out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did see this one.
And they took some heat from a Philly fan because, you know, so he calls Josh Allen and he's like, hey, we need to do something for our release video. And Josh Allen goes, just use AI. And the GM's like, AI? And he goes, yeah. He goes, AI will do it. And he's like, that, you know. And so then the GM's like, AI. And it cuts to Allen Iverson. And Allen Iverson's like, what? And he says, yeah, I want you to do the schedule. And Allen Iverson's like, okay. And he just holds up a piece of paper. And he's like, this is the Bills schedule. And that's it. And then it cuts to the like someone else calling the GM. And he's like, hey, did you get it figured out? He goes, yeah. He goes, AI was great. AI took care of everything.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they try to get Allen Iverson to say, go Bills. And Allen Iverson's like, go Josh Allen.
It was fantastic.
It was well done. There were a couple good ones out there.
The other one
making the rounds
with with some pop culture crossover. The Ravens did Ravon Industries. It's the work is important and mysterious. They did a Severance themed one.
Oh, okay.
And they had a whole facility. They had players from the team sitting down at the weird little 4-man cubicles. They had Tyler Linderbaum with his little Tyler L light up thingy, just like Mark S. And they roped in all of that stuff. I saw the Broncos went with a whole mutton busting theme.
Yeah, they did a mutton busting.
They basically just assigned a team or team's logo or persona to one of these kids riding the sheep that are getting bucked and thrown off.
Yeah.
And then the Chargers is the one that the most people had. The people picked apart the most. They left a bunch of Easter eggs in theirs. Will, you may know about this more than I do. Minecraft is like the big thing with the kids.
Yeah.
Like it's a video game.
It's huge.
Well, it's a video game, and they made a movie out of it.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. The movie's in theaters right now, right?
Yeah. So they reference it a lot in there.
They had to apologize.
So
that was a funny joke.
They did. So they had to. I think it was the Colts also had a Minecraft one, and it was the Colts that had to apologize because they had. When they were playing the Miami Dolphins, they had the Coast Guard arresting
Tyreek Hill,
the Dolphin. Yeah. And they apologized for that. I think also in that one, the lesser bandied about element is they had Will Levis getting hit by a bus with a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And so they have since apologized. They also made a formal apology to Microsoft for stealing the Minecraft stuff. I guess the Chargers had that clear because they've not made such an apology.
No, I thought it was the Chargers because they
also did Minecraft.
I was under the assumption only one team
of course
used Minecraft.
But included in the Chargers video of their schedule release, when they got to the Colts, they had Anthony Richardson running out of gas as he was driving his car, a reference to him taking himself out of the game. They had the Giants still being haunted by the ghosts of Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones. Mm. For the Bears, they had the Washington Hail Mary play with Tyreek Stevenson jumping around and waving in the end zone. They also took aim at, let's see, they included the Ian Rappaport-Jordan Schultz fight in the Starbucks in Indianapolis.
That's fun. Yeah.
They went on to, the Cowboys got cooked pretty good. They had light pouring into the stadium affecting the problem that Jerry Jones couldn't solve.
Yeah.
Additionally, on the Jumbotron, they put the Mavericks fans mouthing Fire Nico,
and
then
I saw that.
With the marquee reading Defense Wins Championships. So they went all in there. When they go to visit the Vikings, they have banners up that say Best Record Among Wild Card Teams 2024. And catching strays, the Minnesota Wild eight-time first-round loser. The Raiders fans, this was pretty good. When it came to the Raiders, they put up a QR code that was for Raiders fans to scan. And when you go to the link, there's another QR code, and then there's another QR code, and there's another QR code. And it goes through 10 times, and it's a different message each time. Just scan, baby. You're almost there. And they just hand him a big L at the end. And it was just for that. So,
I do appreciate the fact that social media teams, when done right,
yeah,
there are certain teams, and all through college in this, there are some social media teams that do a really, really good job and that are clever about it and poking fun, but in a fun way.
Yeah, it didn't really feel like anything here crossed the line with what the Chargers did, but they had little bits of, you know, social media gossip and things like that against everybody. It was great.
Well, that's what you got to do. Like, I mean, that's the whole point is you want engagement, you want interaction, and you want clicks.
Now, the other interesting thing that came out of the schedule release that I didn't realize yesterday is that there were three teams who did not get a primetime game.
Yeah.
Now, because of the ability to flex games later in the season, I think there's a decent chance that there's one or two of these teams that do get flexed in because of who their quarterbacks are. Yeah. And those three teams that did not get a primetime game are the Saints. Okay, I get that to
makes
a degree.
Sense. Now, if they get Aaron Rodgers, then all of a sudden maybe that's a little bit different. But why would anyone want to watch the Saints in a primetime game?
That one made sense to me. But the Browns, I get there's not a lot to write at home about right now, but with the quarterback situation brewing with Shedeur Sanders.
I don't know. Tickle me skeptical. I just, The Shedeur Sanders thing is going to be a non-story.
There'd be no reason to put them on the primetime schedule now.
Shedeur Sanders is not good. I don't know.
But when he gets a shot, America's going to want to see it.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see about that. I just think eventually he just fades. This is something that we as a media are trying to keep in the headlines because his last name is Sanders.
Well, and I think because of the slide and all of that went with it.
We'll see what happens.
But the one that's really the shocker is the team with the number one overall pick and the next franchise quarterback. The Tennessee Titans did not get a primetime game.
No. I would assume that at least once you'd want to get a look at Cam Ward.
Yeah. But,
and that's one, too. If Cam has a Jaden Daniels-like resurgence, then we'll see Tennessee. That's almost like a prove-it sort of thing. But the other two make total sense. Little surprise that Tennessee didn't get one.
Well, we always love it when our politicians with our tax dollars get involved in our sports, and that's happening in both Ohio and Texas. I have a couple stories for you relating to politics and sports coming up next. Primetime and SOB Edition, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to Primetime. Brief. Well, I don't know about brief. We might be done with the NFL for now. We do have some baseball bonbons coming up. And move aside Tula the elephant. They are new wildlife exotic animal babies in Oregon that we will be telling you about in the news. But first, we got to get political. And I mean this in the very best of ways. The lawmakers are at it again. They are trying to pass bills and legislation certain places. Do you want to start in Ohio or do you want to start in Texas?
Why did I ever leave Ohio?
Okay, well,
what's Ohio got going on?
From the very same state that wanted to ban flag planting.
Oh, you know? Yeah, that was when Michigan planting the flag, and then we had Jack Sawyer and company had a...
Yeah, they had a hissy fit about it.
A bit of a kerfuffle
and
there.
That ended up being a whole thing. Well, now, lawmakers are tired of noon kickoffs in the state of Ohio, and they want to ban them. They want to make it law.
You can ban
that, with the exception of the game between Ohio State and Michigan, which is always played at noon. They are trying to make it a felony, or Ohio State's government is crafting, they're trying to make the flag planting a felony, and the government is also crafting a bill that would fine Fox or other broadcast broadcasters $10 million if the Buckeyes play certain schools at or before noon.
That's the dumbest thing I thought the flag planting was dumb?
Yeah.
What?
They don't want any more noon kickoff, baby. No, no.
So you're going to make it a felony.
Well, they're making the flag planting a felony. Yeah, which, okay,
so
whatever.
You're going to fine a company $10 million for putting your games on at noon? Have fun with that. I'm guessing that there's going to be a legal fight to that. Are we at the point now where no one gives a rip that you're going to lose in court? You just do stuff anyways? I mean, it's shocking to me the number of times that we're like, oh, we're gonna get this law passed. And you're like, you can't do that. Watch me.
This is this legislation coming from State Representative Tex Fisher.
I got a good idea what Tex Fisher's all about.
Well, he's not doing this to win, though. He's doing it to win the hearts of his constituents.
Yeah, his Twitter profile says, proud Ohioan, first vice chairman of Mahoning GOP, Bryson DeChambeau fan, and formerly of ACC National. So,
and current absolute dumbass. By the way, not kind of what you would think Tex would look like.
No, he looks more like a hipster, like, bro, kind of. Or like he would be making craft beer or something.
I'm glad to...
He's got like thick black frames. He's got a beard, hairs everywhere.
I'm glad to see that our representatives are really tackling those issues that really matter, like noon kickoffs.
Mm-hmm.
$10 million. Good one, dude.
And I guess I don't even really understand the purpose. Like, is it detrimental to your fans or to your games to, like, you're still Ohio State, people still like who cares?
My guess is it's just you don't want, because you can't tailgate as much. I don't know, this moron.
Now down in Texas,
just move the game to 12:15 then. Fox announces new 12:15 slot.
There you go, 12:01 kickoff.
Yeah, good one.
Now, you're well aware of the Ted Cruz curse in sports. We've
Absolutely.
Documented that
I
a
love
little
the
bit.
Ted Cruz curse. It's
well,
hilarious.
The Texans are finally, and I don't mean the NFL franchise, I mean the people of Texas. They're finally fighting back because now there is a lawmaker proposing a ban of Ted Cruz being at sporting events.
What?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Why are we so dumb?
It's funny. That's why we're doing it.
We're doing bits to get votes, baby.
It's very funny.
We're so stupid. We just collectively, in general, we're getting dumber and dumber by the day. This this is what we're spending our political capital on.
Yeah, so the politicians Kelly and Kuffner proposed the resolution urging Cruz to focus on protecting the jobs of NASA and other federal employees affected by the Trump administration's budget cuts, along with other key issues. So really what they're telling him to do is get back to work and stop going to sports, and if we can ban him from going to sports, he'll have to do more work.
Oh, so because Tex, in a shocking development, was a Republican. This coming from the Democrats.
I would imagine so.
I'd like to see that we're getting dumbasses on both sides of the aisle. Banning Ted Cruz. Sorry, Ted. It's a law. You can't come into our game. Cool, everybody.
Medical research at MD Anderson and the Texas Medical Center is being gutted. Tariffs are killing the Texas economy. We are beyond asking Ted Cruz to help. We further urge him to spend quality time with his dog, Snowflake, or share a couch with J.D. Vance, or work on his basketball skills, anything other than attend games in person.
It did not say share a couch with J.D. Vance.
No, it didn't.
Okay, I was like, they're doing this to be funny. Both of these are, they're fake.
This is from the Houston Chronicle.
No, I understand, but like, this isn't a real thing.
No, people are doing bits.
Right.
Yes.
And that's why it's kind of funny.
It's not. It's not funny because these are actual people that actually make laws, and this is how they're spending their time.
You don't love it?
I would think you'd be all about this. You want to be a corrupt sheriff.
Look, someone else deserves our country, and eventually they're going to have it. So, and when it falls, it's our own fault.
Is there a sports law that you would make if you could be like...
A sports law?
Well, I don't know. Like, if there was something that you thought could be outlawed in a sport or included in a sport or a change that would be required in a sport, is there something that you would do, like, as a sports czar?
A sports czar. I would, if you put me in charge, I think I could come across some college football reasonable structures that would make sense.
Yeah, one of the ones for me, and this is
that
a very
doesn't seem that hard to sit down, but then you get into the whole antitrust thing. But if I had unilateral power, ooh, I think within a day or so, you could fix a lot of what ails college sports. Yeah. It wouldn't be that hard. But that's a broader term. If I was taking something that was like, I don't know, more along the lines of I don't know, kind of angry bro-y sports, you know, guy, I would probably do away with some of the NFL protection stuff. Some of like the way that we treat quarterbacks.
Sure.
I would change the way running quarterbacks.
Let them get hit.
I would remove some of those because I get why those things are in place. Well, first off, the ejection rule in college football for targeting, that's gone. That would be reviewed immediately for intent.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a cheap shot and your intent was to hurt someone, fine, you're gone. But this incidental targeting and getting run,
yeah, that's for the birds.
And then I just think the way we referee quarterbacks, and I understand that, you know, we did this because we didn't want people to get hurt and the whole CTE thing eventually, but we've gone too far. And now the information is out there. You know, when you sign up for it, you know what you're getting into. We have concussion protocol in place. I think some of the way that we legislate football, you're trying to make something that is unsafe safe. And I don't think you can. And I think it makes the game worse. I would remove a lot of the modern, not going back to the olden days where you're taking people's heads off, but some of the stuff, especially around quarterbacks, I would scale a lot of that back.
Now, we kicked this around yesterday off the air, but there's also been all the talk about the government getting involved in NIL stuff. And recently, Nick Saban meeting with the POTUS and even the suggestion that Nick Saban become a commissioner for the sport as almost appointed by the government or as suggested by the government.
Yeah.
And we thought that was interesting because, for one, college football right now is the Wild West. Nobody has control of anything, and it could absolutely use a commissioner that actually wielded any kind of power. Yeah. The problem is the NCAA has lost all of its power from the courts, essentially, and so we don't have a figure like that. And what did Nick Saban say about being the commissioner?
He said we don't need one.
Don't need one.
Yeah, it was interesting that he's the guy that universally gets thrown out to be the commissioner, and he just came out and was like, I don't think we need one, which was interesting that the guy you want to put in charge doesn't want to be in charge, nor does he want anyone else in charge. Which I thought was kind of adorable. I just, if you had some common sense practices in college football, you could make a huge difference. The problem is that anytime you try to implement common sense, someone just sues. And for anyone that gets mad about college football, don't be mad at the sport and don't be mad at the players. Be mad at the institutions that keep suing.
Yeah.
Or you can be mad at players that keep suing because they won't collectively bargain. They won't call them employees.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not willing to say that someone's an employee and you're not willing to say that someone has a say in how things are run, you can't then tell them what to do. That's a law. Like that's universal.
Yep.
Like when you hire someone, you can go and think like labor unions, right? So that's like if you work at an auto factory and you say, well, you're not my employee, and I'm not going to let you collectively bargain what we can do. And then you come to work and then you try to tell that person that they have to follow XYZ. That's illegal.
Yeah.
So the common practice thing isn't that hard, but the NCAA won't get out of their own way. And the powers that be, from schools to agents, whatever, will keep suing and they'll keep winning in court. So until that gets figured out, you can't really stop anything. The other one that I would implement, I was thinking like if I was a knuckle-dragging moron, which I can.
Good thing we're not dealing with that.
No, not at all. My favorite sport is, and by the way, Joe Mazzulla agreed with me on this.
That's right.
Who's also a psycho.
Let him fight.
Let him fight. And by the way, anyone that thinks that this will turn into like full-fledged Donnybrook, there's less fighting in hockey than ever.
Yeah.
Not many people fight. It's not a real thing, but the one thing, hockey's been my favorite sport for 30 years, you police yourself.
The game polices itself.
And if you want to be Draymond Green and you want to take cheap shots and you want to kick people in the nuts and you want to swing your arms and you want to try to hurt someone, you will be forced to answer.
Or you want to run your mouth over and over and over again. If someone gets in your face, you better be ready to back it up.
So, and in hockey, the stars don't fight. Connor McDavid isn't throwing down his gloves,
right?
Sidney Crosby isn't throwing down his gloves. But if in hockey, if you are going to go out and you're going to take someone out or you're going to run your mouth, and you're going to do that, you will be forced to answer for your actions. And I would love it if in all, especially in the NBA, I'm looking right at you, for every one of those dudes that runs their mouth, cool. answer for your actions. And by the way, in hockey, no one really gets hurt. You throw a couple punches, people get tired, it gets separated. You go to the box for 5 minutes. There you go in the NBA. You want to get in a fight in the NBA? Cool. You're sitting down for 4 minutes or whatever that is. And you just, you go to the bench and you're not allowed to come in for 4 to 5 minutes and away you go. Do it in football, whatever. You
love
sit
it.
Out for however many plays. And I just love the fact that hockey polices itself and it doesn't turn into a fight. The majority of games you watch, there isn't even a single fight. But there is the element of you are going to be held accountable for your actions, which is why.
Yeah, it's the ultimate F around and find out sport. Like, yes. if you do, you will. And there now, one step further, this being suggested on the text line, I've actually heard an interview with Adam Silver where this question was posed by a big cat of Barstool. But he says that he thinks that every athlete should get one shot on a fan a year. That if it's the fan approaching them, you come on the court, you come onto the field, you come onto my domain, you get in my face, I get one. I get one time a season, and it would clean up a lot of the fan behavior.
That would be amazing.
And Adam Silver said, yeah. Absolutely not. Yeah, we cannot do that.
You can have that, but that would be fun. Someone
else,
day after the Super Bowl being a national holiday.
And you know what? Spoiler alert, I don't think we're that far away from that happening, because if we add one more week to the schedule, which not saying we need to or that we should, but it seems like the league is moving that direction, you bump the entire NFL schedule one more week, you're right into President's Day weekend.
Isn't the 2027 year already scheduled for the Super Bowl to
on
be
President's Day weekend?
It may be.
I don't know.
I think it's either 27 or 28. The other rule that would be nice would be a max ticket price.
Ooh.
So that average fans could get in. Like, if you look at some of the Madison Square Garden ticket costs to get in to watch the Knicks and Celtics, that'd be really cool for the average fan to get to.
Have like a price control kind of
right,
a situation.
Right, it's like $900
like
bucks right now. Or maybe you could do some sort of scale, like insert
it's
how much.
It's kind of anti-capitalist, but I like it.
Insert how much you make so that average fans can be. Maybe it's an average fan section instead of a club section. It would be nice to get more of your average fan at these big games or big events.
I like that.
And people are trying. I mean, there are cheap seats to most games, just not playoff games. But
right.
most teams in any sport at a regular season game, it's not going to be a good seat. But you can get in for cheap. It's just come playoff time. Yeah, that's not. There is, you know, the get in price is the get in price, and it sucks. They're trying to do something about the secondary. I saw an article recently about someone trying to crack down on. It was a team or a league that was trying to crack down on exorbitant resale seats. I forget who
well,
it was.
I did see that the Seahawks put something out to their season ticket holders that essentially warned them against resale to
maybe that's
non-local.
What it is.
Buyers or something.
No,
there was
something where they someone was saying they were trying to combat excessive resale because the face value on the tickets is the ticket.
Sure.
But you know, when it comes to playoff time, you ain't paying face value.
Right.
You know, you're it's supply and demand. You want to get into game seven of an NBA finals, you know, that seat may be $112. You ain't paying $112.
Well, we need to get to more pressing issues. We are turning the page on Moshu the Red Panda. We are also turning the page now on Tula the Baby Elephant, because there's a new cute baby or babies in the state of Oregon. That's coming up in the news, but first, Orton Rouse Sports Center. Welcome back. No more time for sports. It is Thursday, May 15th, and it is time for In the News. Now, I am promising you that I am not doing bits today. I have never seen so many national days on our calendar. Or international days,
yeah,
as far as...
And then you approach one of those, and there's like nine things.
Like, yesterday we had Biscuit Day, and that was pretty much it.
Hey, I had a biscuit last night, by the way.
Last night?
I did.
Okay.
I got caught up in National Biscuit Day.
So did you do like a little country-style dinner? What was going on there?
I went and got Popeyes.
Okay, there you go.
And the Popeyes over by me, the worst. You will never get what you order. It will... Oh, and yet it... It's always cold.
Was that the one where you just took your stuff or you got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and I go there like once every like 8 months, I forget. And I'm like, get some chicken. And
Popeye then, sounds good. And then you remind yourself.
And then you go there. No offense to that one on 192nd. Whoever owns that place or runs it, that is the worst fast food place of all time.
Needs a little help, huh?
It is. It's a rough go.
I'm trying to think of the worst fast food place.
Every time you get it, you're like, my God, is it that hard? And it's every single dime.
They can't all be winners, Jace.
No.
It is asphalt day. Know why we would need that.
I don't know. Go asphalt. I mean, look, asphalt is important, right? Roads. And
yeah.
Go asphalt.
Break the glass ceiling day.
Okay. I'm a middle-aged white guy. I think
probably not for you.
I think our glass ceiling was shattered like 3,000 years ago.
It is bring flowers to someone day.
Oh, well, that's good. You should. Flowers are a big deal.
Flowers are a big deal.
It's the cheapest thing you can do to give to someone that will instantly make their day better.
So I need a new move because I used to bring my wife flowers pretty frequently as a little like surprise, you know, thinking of you, like just wanted to do something nice. My mom runs a flower farm.
Oh,
she grows like award-winning dahlias and sells bouquets, and we're living with her for 3 months. So I can't just like go get a little, even if it's from the florist down the street. And if I get the flowers from my mom, it's like I didn't really go out of my way to do it. I need a new move.
All you need to do, piece of paper, fold it in half, handmade card.
Okay.
If you want to go a little fancy, take a picture of the two of you, print it out on front of a piece of paper, fold it, write 4 lines telling your lady how much you love her and appreciate her.
Okay.
Hand that over to her, and that night, you are in like a dirty shirt. It is
Seems like a good move.
It is a foolproof plan. No matter how many times you do it, it works every single time. And if she leaves the house before you, tape it to the front door at night so when she's leaving the house, she sees it. It works. Doing it for 20-plus years works every single time.
The other sneaky good one is on the mirror. Like, if you get up before she does.
Sure.
You write the nice little, like, I love you note on the mirror or on a post-it note. That one always kills.
There you go. Well, now I've got a couple more bullets in my arsenal. That's excellent. I will be adopting those
You know I love balloons, too.
Yeah, you know what? I have already taken that from you. Mother's Day, birthday, anniversary. It's now balloon day because of... We still got a giant Mother's Day cupcake balloon thing, Mylar, sitting in our downstairs right now.
The more outrageous the balloon that has nothing to do with the holiday.
And the kids love it.
Just find the most ridiculously large balloon you can have, and it works. My daughter just turned 20, got a giant shark balloon.
Nice.
Giant purple shark balloon, almost as big as she is. Had nothing to do with the birthday, was the highlight of the party.
Let me run through these real quick. Again, not doing bits. It is Customer Experience Day. It is Global Accessibility Awareness Day.
Sure.
It is Hyperemesis Gravidarum Awareness Day.
What is that?
I looked it up. And what it is it's a symptom that is experienced by pregnant women that is akin to morning sickness, but not morning sickness. And so if you have this, they want you to be aware that it's not just morning sickness. It could be something else.
We're now all aware.
Yeah. We've so now something. We're aware.
See, I hope to not be that aware anytime soon.
Sure.
And Global Accessibility Day, having just come from Italy, you don't want to be in Italy when you're physically challenged.
Definitely not. Especially Venice, the cobblestone streets.
We saw some people over there with wheelchairs, and I felt bad for them. Because you know who doesn't give a rip about the handicap? The good people of Italy. Because nothing is accessible to you. And I mean nothing.
It's International Casinos Day. It's International Conscientious Objectors Day. It's International Family Day. It's International Kangaroo Care Awareness Day. It's National Aperitif Day. It's National Notebook Day. It's National Nylon Stocking Day. It's National Senior Fraud Awareness Day. It is Straw Hat Day. And it is Vascular Birthmark Awareness Day.
What's a vascular birthmark?
I think it's one of those...
is that like a port wine?
Vascular is like blood-related, so I think it's one of those ones that kind of looks like a little bit like a raspberry, or it's like a pinkish...
They're called port wine.
Yeah.
Oh, so you need the Gorbachev?
But more technically, vascular birthmark awareness.
Well, I think we've all gone on an emotional journey over these last 3 or 4 minutes, and I think we've learned a lot today, and we've become aware of a lot of things.
Well, you know what gets people emotional? Baby animals. And they are now down in Winston, Oregon, where on the wildlife safari, not one, not two, not three, but four.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
Baby cheetahs on the wildlife safari.
That's adorable.
The mother Bam Bam just had a litter of 4 cubs. Story says that Bam Bam isn't just any cheetah. She's one of the most genetically valuable cheetahs in North America, playing a crucial role in the species survival plan through the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. That means her cubs aren't just cute, but also contribute to the broader effect of cheetah conservation.
Any baby is adorable, and I can imagine that a baby cheetah is just cute as S. I mean, that's...
They are. They look like cuddly little spotted kittens.
I can only imagine. And baby, and kittens in general are adorable.
Mama Bam is doing great. So are the four cubs. She is spending her days nursing, grooming, and occasionally stepping outside to enjoy the sunshine.
See, that thing is... Those are so cute. Look at that thing.
Yeah.
Now, I've long said that the cheetah to me is the... it's the weakest of the big cats.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a cheetah. But that baby cheetah, oh my goodness. So stinking cute.
Wildlife Safari says that this birth is more than just a milestone. It's a leap forward for cheetah conservation. This is like we landed on the cheetah moon.
Hey, go cheetahs, man. Get her done.
I've not been down to Wildlife Safari, but it sounds cool.
I haven't either. You know me and zoos. It's a love-hate struggle.
And I generally feel like if the existence of it is to help protect animals that otherwise wouldn't make it, yeah, I'm cool with it. And I think that's what happened here with Mama Bam Bam. And now she's giving birth to little youngins. So
just so stinking cute. And my heart's melting over here at the little cheetah cub.
Coming up next in the news, are Portland businesses entering the transfer portal? I'll explain a new study out of the U of O next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hearing about the history of Will Ordner, the asbestos scraper from back in the day.
Makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah. I've still got the card if you'd like to see it.
Those out there licking lead paint.
They gave you a business card?
Asbestos seeds.
No, you have to have a card.
Oh, like a certified card. Okay.
Well, I was a part of the union, you know, just out here trying to save the world one asbestos removal at a time.
Hey, killed Steve McQueen. Where were you?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I was probably not born yet because he's old.
Yeah, he worked in the shipyards.
Yeah.
Yeah, asbestos got him.
Yeah,
probably a lifetime of smoking, but still.
That'll do it, too.
Yeah.
This is in the news for Thursday, May 15th. I saw a really interesting story here. At least I thought it was interesting. And this is about relocation of Oregon businesses. Other states are trying to lure Oregon businesses away, and a recent study from the U of O says it's working. Factors like high taxes and burdensome regulatory systems have made Oregon companies more receptive to advances of out-of-state recruiters, the survey found. So there were about 400 businesses that responded to the survey. Nearly a quarter of them said that they were approached by out-of-state businesses, And two-thirds of those said that they either did expand to other states or just packed up and moved entirely. So pretty decent number of those who we got contacted said, yeah, that's for me.
You would think eventually that someone down there at City Hall needs to take a look at this. And I get it's bigger than one person, but when you're not known as business friendly, in fact, the exact opposite, like you're known as being anti-business, don't be surprised when business goes elsewhere.
Angela Wilhelms is the CEO of Oregon Business and Industry, and she said as much. She said, Oregon's business climate right now is frustrating. It's stagnating and it's sobering, and I really hope that we can read reports like this and glean some takeaways to help reverse that course. There's no reason why Oregon shouldn't be growing, healthy, prosperous, and a competitive place for businesses and for workers, and we need to take it seriously when we get in reports like this.
Amen to that. Look, there's a middle ground to everything,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you don't need to bend over backwards and give everyone every tax break known to man and, you know, and have no environmental protections and whatnot. But if you've ever known anyone that's done business in Oregon, some of the stuff that they are forced to deal with is just, it's ludicrous. So yeah. I'm glad at least that someone's saying it. Hey, we need to be better.
And now we've got the numbers to say, hey, yeah, this is happening. And it's the businesses themselves are telling us it's happening, and we've got to be able to do something about it. So glad that that has come to light. Additionally, we're getting a new chain restaurant up in these parts. I don't know if you've heard about this.
Oh, yeah, we're getting some chicken.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
What chicken are we getting?
Is it the Jobilee?
Oh, Jollibee.
Or Jollibee. Yeah. The Korean chicken place.
I didn't know we were getting that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Giddy up.
That's, I thought it was Filipino. Is it Korean?
I thought it was Korean.
Hmm.
Either way, it's a fried chicken place. It's an ethnic fried chicken place. And let me tell you, it's dynamite. If you ever had it, whenever we go up to like Vancouver, BC, we have it.
I've had it once, I think in San Francisco.
It's so good.
No, the one that I'm talking about is a California-founded southern chain restaurant that serves breakfast and lunch. They're called Huckleberries.
Oh.
Huckleberry's specializes in stuffed French toast, Mardi Gras beignets, fried sandwiches. Basically, it's like New Orleans-style cuisine. There's a bunch of locations all over the West Coast, but
you're getting
three locations up here in Portland.
Oh, when are they? When is this coming?
Let's see.
Do enjoy a good beignet.
They have 35 restaurants right now. They're trying to have 50 by 2026, so at least within the next year and a half. Let's see. I don't see a timeline for it in the story, but did see three locations in the greater Portland area.
Well, if you've ever been down to New Orleans, they do food right, and that's fantastic. So I couldn't be any happier. And by the way, the Jollibee, it is a Filipino chicken restaurant, and it is coming. It will be opening soon. And when it does, I'm telling you, go there because it's delightful.
That is all the time we have for In the News. Coming up next hour, got to get some more baseball bonbons and also the most terrifying mascot that has ever shown its face in the city of Portland. But this has been In the News, brought to you by The Advocates. If you've been hurt, you don't need a lawyer. You need an advocate. Visit them at advocateslaw.com. More primetime coming up next, hour three, an SOB edition, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.